and you can hear KGNU's Hemispheres every Tuesday at 6. Keep listening and stay tuned, because coming up next, 15. Cabaret.
Uh-oh. It's like they're catching.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cabaret, where this show always starts on time. And we feature the best of our homegrown talent, and tonight is no exception. His latest record is Treehouse. It did very well in the Belgian Roots charts and the European charts. One reviewer called it the soundtrack to a Jack Kerouac movie. His name is Kevin Dooley, and you're going to enjoy him.
On a memory, you had your back turned toward the crowd in a little bar on Murphy where they played guitar too loud. Folks were drinking whiskey, there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost New Year's Eve. And all the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I couldn't wait forever, girl, I hope you'll understand. Well, tonight she was feeling lucky, so I asked her to dance. And the way she looked up at me, it made me think that I had a chance. Oh, but when I put my arms around her, I could tell she wasn't giving in. I'm hoping it will be different when I pass this way again. All the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I couldn't wait forever, girl, I hope you'll understand. Mr. Alex Johnstone on the mandolin. To get here, I had my guitar in my case. I would have stopped in Pasadena if I had known about this place. But the view went on forever, there where the waves met the shore. I have been thinking about you, baby, I can't do that anymore. I'm all the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand, I couldn't wait forever, girl, I hope you'll understand. Your back turned toward the crowd in that little bar on Murphy where they played guitar too loud. Oh, folks were drinking whiskey, there were hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost New Year's Eve. and all the way from Beaumont with a white rose in my hand. I couldn't wait forever, girl. I hope you'll understand. Oh, I couldn't wait forever, girl. I hope you'll understand. Dark side of a winding road, wagon wheels, man, they rattle and they'd shake, trying to pull it with a heavy load. Beneath the coyote moon and right beside those adobe walls, you could hear their ancient tunes. Just as the night it began to fall, the gypsies sang, the gypsies played, gypsies, they dance the night away. And come the morning where they used to be, there's nothing left there but the memory. The gypsies sang, the gypsies play, the gypsies, they dance the night away. And come the morning where they used to be, there was nothing left there but the memory. Murder of crows on the foggy rise, where the moss is growing on the shady side. 2 days gone from Santa Fe, they're gonna camp tonight right on the Taos Highway. Well, they were laughing, they were feeling fine, cooking, making supper in the pinyon pines. Sound of fiddles and that mandolin, slow nine stew on the wood smoke wind. The gypsies sang, the gypsies played, the gypsies, they dance the night away. Come the morning where they used to be, there's nothing left there but the memory. The gypsies sang, the gypsies play, the gypsies, they dance the night away. Come the morning where they used to be, ain't nothing left there but the memory. Break on the dark side of a winding road, wagon wheels, man, they rattle and they'd shake, trying to pull it with a heavy load. Beneath the coyote moon and right there beside those adobe walls, you could hear their ancient tunes. Just as the night it began to fall, the gypsies sang, the gypsies played, gypsies, they dance the night away. A corner of morning where they used to be, ain't nothing left there but the memory. The gypsies sang, the gypsies play, the gypsies, they dance the night away. A corner of morning where they used to be, there be nothing left there but the memory. Break on the dark side of that winding road, wagon wheels, man, they rattle and they'd shake, tried to pull it with a heavy load. Well, beneath the coyote moon, right there beside those adobe walls with their ancient tunes, just as the night began to fall, the gypsies sang, the gypsies played, the gypsies, they dance the night away. back on the morning where they used to be. There'd be nothing left there but the memory. The gypsies sang, the gypsies played, gypsies they dance the night away. Come the morning where they used to be, there be nothing left there but the memory. Sun was shining on the day they left Biloxi. Sun was shining. It had been raining in his heart. His two-tone Chevy rolled toward deduction. There's no room on a broken heart. Out on the highway, it's just miles and memories. And bands, sinew men, still small voice on the breeze. Says every day that we're alive is a good day to drive. Oh, it's a good day to drive. Stopped at a small service station somewhere in southern South Dakota for a full tank of gas and cold lemonade. And the sign in the window said there'd be a concert in the park. Music is always the answer. He threw a blanket in the shade of the highway with it. Miles and memories, curves and bends, sinew men, still small voice on the breeze. Says every day we're alive is a good day to drive. Just rising when he crossed the Canadian border, he cast for a shadow, yeah. In a new homeland, start as fresh as the smell of the pines and as the wood smoke wind with his back to the past, oh, and his eyes on the very next bend of the highway. Miles and melody, curves and bends, sinew men, still small voice on the breeze. Says every day we're alive is a good day to drive. Good day. sun was shining on the day he left Biloxi.
All right, our guest tonight is Kevin Dooley. And Kevin, got a little note here on the ticker tape.
Uh-oh.
Or, I think it's a telegram. We just got a telegram, but it's not a singing telegram. Estes Park, Mrs. Kevin Dooley, please come back sometime.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
And that would be the entire city, Dan? All right.
Yeah,
just the elk.
The elk, the moose, and the lions, and elephants asked for you,
isn't
too.
Isn't that wonderful? All right, Estes Park, I'll be back up there soon. I thank you for that.
So this first set of music you play is pretty interesting. Are your songs inspired from the road?
My songs are very much inspired from the road. Lots of years of doing it, and less travel on the road in the last few years, but I'd spent about 15 full years in a Dodge 1994 Dodge cargo van, living about 2 weeks on the road, 2 weeks off the road, and pretty much as the solo singer-songwriter, so a treat to play with a band this way, and have toured a little less, but I still get out and do it.
That's right on.
Yeah.
So what's coming up on the horizon?
The horizon-wise, actually immediately this week, Eric and I will be playing on Friday at the Chew Burger over in Longmont from 6 to 8 o'clock. And we got a little house concert in Longmont on February 25th.
Yeah, it said Elena's living room?
Yep.
Which is right next to Elena's kitchen.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good. I hope she is cooked. She's the pie queen, as a matter of fact. So, and always fun. I love doing the house concerts. Are something that I've been doing more of late, as I've tried to dial back just a little bit from all the brew pubs and that kind of stuff. I mean, it's great. We got a lot of music and things to do around here, but it's nice for a more, I wouldn't use the word mature, but a chronologically more experienced guy like myself or something like that. It's nice to do not as much of those.
And house concerts have a different audience, too.
They do.
Because the people come there to listen to the music.
Right. And that sets a tone, and that's really what I want to do. I've done mostly songwriting, but as a lot of musicians do, I wear a couple different hats to try to pay the bills and that kind of stuff. So like I think James McMurtry said, sometimes we start out being an artist, then find out we're really just liquor salesmen. So
that's not
that bad a gig, being a liquor salesman. So sometimes that's what you do.
Yeah, you got to move that beer.
Yeah. So, and I'm real proud of my website. I've gone through a couple websites that I've let fade away over the years of my career, but at kevindooleymusic.com, people can find all my CDs and videos and pictures of George the Road Monkey and all kinds of things on the website, and buy product there if they want.
Yeah, it's a good looking website.
Yeah, thank you.
Lots of nice pictures, and part of it talks about your Celtic roots.
Yep.
So from Ulster?
That's from Ulster, from way back. Yeah, and I was an O'Dooley at one point in time, and now became a Dooley, but all the way back into the 1700s on the male side, I'm Irish. And then my mom was German, but
Mayo, so Northwestern Ireland. And
yep. So, and I loved it. And I've gotten to go over and tour twice. A lot of the songs on the Treehouse CD were written. You'll notice on their listing on there, the spots are where I wrote a lot in England, in Scotland, and in Wales. About half the tunes on that record, I think, were written over in Europe. And that's another thing that I'm planning doing, although I'd have to honestly say I've been planning to get back there. Ever since I came back, that's been about 3 years ago now, so I'm overdue to get back there. And by the way, I think there's a couple people that have stayed up late to listen to me in the Midlands of England tonight. And if Esther and Ian, if you're out there listening to me, hello from Boulder, Colorado.
That's really laid back there.
That is
probably about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
That is.
Yeah.
They promised they would kind of get up. This is a great duo over there that helped me on my tour and supported me last time. So Esther said she was setting the alarm. We'll see.
Right on. Very, very cool. The new CD is called Treehouse. And let's introduce the band to you. We have Alex T. Johnstone on mandolin.
There he is.
And we have Eric on the bass. Eric Dromney on the acoustic bass.
Yes, thanks for having us.
And Michael Wooten on the drums.
Howdy.
A veteran of the music scene in Boulder County and beyond. And, of course, Kevin Dooley, your performer, singer tonight.
The guy that those guys are all trying to chase around.
That's right.
What will he do next?
Yeah, I can imagine your house concerts are pretty fun because you're animated, you dance around, you move around, and you're always smiling. There's never a deadpan look on your face.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. Some people have said there's never nothing but a deadpan look on my face, but I'm consistently in that direction. But the house concerts are, and the people really get a chance to, you know, really hear you, or very much what's so cool about KGNU and what you do with this, the cabaret thing. It's nice for us to be in here, very cozy. You guys, George and Guy, that made us all feel real comfortable. So it's like we're sitting in our living room playing. So same kind of a feel there. But, you know, house concerts are a nice way to go, great way to go for.
Well, you must have captured that on your album, Treehouse, because that's what some of the reviewers said. They felt like it was very intimate, and you were right there with them.
Yeah, and that we actually tracked in. I live in a funky old brick Victorian farmhouse in Longmont, and upstairs is very much like a treehouse. It's single-pane windows, and it's decidedly funky or character-filled, my mom would, I guess, call it. And so as my friends came up on that record, my buddies from the Subdudes, John Magney and Steve Amade, came down and worked on a couple tunes. And when folks came in and out of the studio, Alex played on all the tunes on that record. They were kind of universally like, well, we know you like to camp and all that kind of stuff, Dooley, and this is a little like you're camping in your house here. This is sort of like living in the treehouse. So it morphed out of that. And we tracked everything in the living room there, so it does have a real comfortable, no-click track, human feel. And then we had the distinct privilege, I've worked with him a couple times, to have the absolutely amazing, ever subtle Mr. James Tuttle do the mixing and the mastering.
Oh, he's a good one.
Famous for E-Town and many other things, and Air Show and stuff, and a good friend, and he made us sound as good as he could possibly do at the end
Stellar.
Of the project for us. So it's nice, and that's one of the benefits of being in this community. I think it's 30 years. I was talking with a guy about the first KGNU. I used to work at Woodsongs when it was on Broadway, and KGNU was office right above us. The best thing about being that part of town was we were all like two doors away from the Aristocrat. So we could go down. For anybody that's been in Boulder long enough, goes way back far enough to remember the Aristocrat, you know, that was fun. So we had that. The music store also, Warner Logan, you know, was there at that point in time. So that was a heyday of...
I think KGNU was above the Aristocrat at one time.
Right. And then also, what else was up there? The first Planet Bluegrass office, I think, was up there as well. And before KGNU moved over to...
Folsom.
Folsom, right.
Yeah, the Aristocrat was great. I mean, you ate there and you didn't have to eat for the next week.
It was. When I moved to Boulder, I lived in Buckingham Park just beneath Jamestown, and I came down and lived for $1. And if Nick or Gus liked you, they would put gravy all over it. You could get like a whole plate full of hash browns, and that would hold an erstwhile musician for the whole day. Sort of.
Yeah, our guest tonight is Kevin Dooley, the Dean of Longmont Songwriters.
Hey! Well, I like that. I won't challenge that, so. All right, here's a brand new tune. Playing you mostly brand new tunes this evening, as a matter of fact. This is a song about all of us raising our voices and kind of making the love go down in challenging times here. And my new nickname, they're starting to call me Tiny Drops. That's the name of this one.
Tiny Drops.
Tiny Drops. Can't get water from an empty well. You never find your way to heaven if you're living like hell. Find satisfaction in the bottom of a cup of the forest from the trees if enough is just not enough. Can't get water from an empty well. But it pours down if we will all sing up. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. It pours down if we will all sing up. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. Well, my Indiana farm family, they've been telling me all my life how I will reap just what I sow, so I better sow what I know is right. To my own heart, I get to be true.
but it's all about good neighbors too. Nobody gets water from an empty well. But it pulls down when we all sing up. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. It pulls down when we all sing up. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. Hubba, hubba, play that thing, Alex. In the blue dream time with my brother Bear. He said, people, they don't care what you know, son, till they know you care. You better lend a helping hand, and there will be one there when you need it, my friend. Nobody gets water from an empty well. But it pulls down when we all sing up. Tiny drops make a big, big love. It pulls down when we all sing. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. Water from an empty well. You'll never find your way to heaven if you're living like hell. Find satisfaction in the bottom of a cup of the forest from the trees. If enough is just not enough, you can't get water from an empty well. It pulls down when we all sing up. Big, big love. It pulls down when we all sing up. Tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. Yeah, all of those tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. All of those tiny, tiny drops make a big, big love. Those tiny drops. All right, let me do a short little intro to this one. It was a little over 3 years ago that on a September evening it started raining up above Jamestown, Colorado. I lost a dear friend, as many people did that night. Joey Hallett was in his cabin when the hillside behind his cabin cut loose. Joey introduced me to Drew Emmett and Mark Vann once upon a time at the Grange. Jamestown was my first hometown. Here's a song, we call it Joey's Jig. Summer range. baby, it just kept coming down. Finally split Jamestown. We would move with a horrible sound, and it took a shining soul back to the ground. Dance, Joey, dance. Shadow on the water. Liz on, yeah, we'll mount them strong. Hey, don't we dance? Shadow on the water. Liz on, yeah, we'll mount them strong. Well, the helicopters came and took the town folks away. Not to return for 40 nights and days. The awesome power of the water rearranged everything. Gonna take time and tears, a little toil and trouble, before the town would sing. And when they got back down and had the time to look around, was not just that lonely light pole that they found there by the water. She was bent but breathing, a little calico cat. Her bright eyes were shining. Dance, Joey, dance. Shadow on the water. Liz on, yes, we're mountain strong. Oh, dance, Joey, dance. Shadow on the water. Liz on. Strong. I'm gonna raise my glass to the man, 'cause he lived his life with style. I see him out on the porch, still wearing that legal smile. Lulu's cooking in the kitchen, and the whole damn town's coming by. They all wanna sign the book and eat another piece of a pecan pie. First came to these mountains, this was my hometown. Here where the miners and the mystics and the mountain lions roamed around. It's a terrible beauty, it's like a cast iron sunlight. Yeah, but if you think you're gonna meet your neighbors, well, I think you're right. Dance, Joey, dance. Shadow on the water. Mountain strong. Oh, dance, show a dance. Shadow on the water. Is on, yeah, we're mountain strong. Oh, is on, yeah, mountain strong. Is on, mountain strong.
Joey's jig there. All right.
Oh, this is folk dance music at its finest.
It is folk dance music. Well, I was raised in Michigan, so I was raised on blues and Motown, you know.
Oh, okay.
So the feet do that kind of thing, even though I may.
Are you from Hamtramck?
Hamtramck? No, actually Albion.
Albion.
Albion, small little spot where I-94 and I-69 meet. All right, we'll slow things down a little bit. I almost sweated on that one.
It's a slow dance.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching you, and you're making me sweat.
Yeah. I work. It's kind of my thing. I guess I bounce and move.
And sweat.
And sweat. All right, Alex is quite the fly fisherman. He likes to actually catch fish. This is a song about my style of fishing.
What style is that again?
What style is more like get to the place where you go, Alex, and then hope the fish don't bother me.
The fish don't bother you.
I just brought time to this fishing hole. The sky is blue, the water's clear, and I got all that I need right here. There's a breeze blowing by, there's a little shade and a little sun. Nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. There's a blue cat on the bottom, yeah, and there's a bullfrog on the bank. And I just pitched a pretty pebble and watch the ripples as it sang. I can hear the crickets out in the meadow singing that song they've always sung. And I got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. And I am just gonna watch it run. Nothing's in doubt, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. To see the sight. Oh, Mama Duck, she's gathering up her ducklings for the night. It seems the twilight she is gathering too, and me, I have only just begun. And I got nothing. mountain dew. And I'm not leaving till I'm done. Just this day or two. I am gonna hang by the riverside and just watch it run. Well, I got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving. I just brought a little time to this fishing hole. The sky is blue, the water's clear, and I got all that I need right here. There's a breeze blowing by, there's a little shade and a little sun. Nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. Well, I got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done.
Work. Not leaving till I'm done.
Kevin Dooley, ladies and gentlemen, here on this week's edition of Cabaret, and wonderful songs. I really felt like I was in that lazy day kind of mood, you know, and I think we need more of those.
That's, yeah, we do. We do. And sort of need change of paces in the set, so that one works. That one is not one of mine, but I do want to take a quick second to tell you how I came by that song, because I know he's a good friend of the station. We lost a lot of musicians last year. I lost a dear friend in Colorado, lost, if I'm the dean of songwriters, he's the, whatever is way up above that, my dear friend, the neo-folk cowpoke, Mr. Chuck Pyle, who we lost last year. And I got the great pleasure, I've known Chuck for 30 years. We did a show. I first met Chuck when I was doing the shows at Woodsongs Music here in Boulder. And I'd heard about Chuck, and I'd heard some of his reputation as far as with the Jerry Jeff Walker tunes. But he came in and played, and he did that Big Thompson Flood tune. And that was, and I was coming from more of a rock and roll background. That was the first time I had seen anything like that. I mean, I the hair was standing up on the back of my neck when I got done hearing him play. But anyway, Chuck has always been an influence of mine. And for years, when I was working more of the ski areas, and I was doing really more of the alcohol sales, when Chuck and I would cross paths, we would always trade CDs. Chuck would have great songwriting CDs. I'd have songs full of, CDs full of my songs, but I was still out playing more, you know, I was not playing the same rooms that he was, and so we chatted about that, but he sort of called me the cover king in the day. And that time at Jensen's, about a month before he passed away, and did a great show. He got very animated, which Chuck didn't do a whole lot. He said, oh, Kevin, wait a minute, I got to go to the car. And he raced out to the car and got a CD, and he did a CD of cover tunes. Wow. Somewhere in the last couple years, I think. Okay. And that song was on it, and actually three songs from that CD. I do some Chuck tunes, but for some reason or other, that connection and sort of the cover thing. So that's sort of my arrangement of a tune that that Chuck Pyle had put on there. So just a shout out to Chuck and the other folks who lost.
But that was from a cover CD of Chuck's, so that was another person's tune?
That is another person's tune, and I'm going to forget the name of the writer, unfortunately, right now.
All right.
That wrote it, and I was going to try to remember that, but I'll do the Chuck credit anyway. So it was one of those, this is one of the Texas songwriters that's written actually on the Rio Blanco, that song. I do know that, and that's the other thing Chuck did for me, was really turn me on to the great songwriting culture and scene that's in Texas and in the Hill Country of Texas.
Do you have a certain process you follow, or can you describe your process when you put together a song?
Uh-huh. It's sort of morphed over the years. Early on, I was a drummer in early bands, so I was more rhythm-based and less melodic, I guess. I was a little more like a monkey with a lightning rod in the early days, waiting for some kind of good idea to come by or something. I thought the Grateful Dead or something like that was going to possess me and I would spit out a good song. Over the years, the more I listen to other writers, I realize that it's really the lyrics that I like the cool rhythms and everything else, but it really has to be the lyric and a melody that supports it that kind of does it. So that's where I've come. And one of the experiences, one of the good things I think about doing this for so long is more songs are starting to come out a little more whole cloth or as one piece, or at least sort of a chorus and a feel that kind of all goes together.
Oh, they're coming out more together than the first
more
pass
together,
or something?
Right.
Oh.
And a lot of times in my early writing days, I would just sort of, was like an archaeological dig or something. I would have different versions that I would go, but the melodies would kind of change because as a newer writer, I was stuck with the meter and with the rhythm, but I would always sort of change vocally what I was doing, I think. So process now for me is a little bit to make sure that the lyric really hangs together and has a feel, and then the music kind of comes. And my style, which is remnant, I think, today, anyway, you're hearing, is I used to be try to be more complex and thoughtful as a songwriter, and I'm trying to get out of my own way at this point in my life and kind of get simpler and less complex.
Yeah, I think simpler is a little easier.
It is. It's a little easier, and it's a little easier for listeners, especially
when
we're talking about that house concert thing. Those are different. The one thing about bar gigs, sometimes you go in and you never really sort of make that solid connection with people, or people are kind of appreciating you in the breaks. But in a house concert, you know, you better have songs where people can kind of start out with you and go with you and maybe even sing the chorus the second or third time if they feel like it. Or that's certainly what works there. And then that becomes the connection sort of between the audience and the musicians that make those things great.
I guess you're giving the listener something to identify with.
Right.
Like a memory or a hook or
right. A
chorus or something
right.
like that.
Right. And you also have the opportunity in those situations and those intimate things to actually kind of fail in front of people, which is actually a powerful thing to do. I was scared to death when I started touring to sort of do that. And then I had a songwriter friend, a guy named L.J. Booth from Wisconsin.
Oh,
and L.J. was like, well, the third song of the set, I just sort of do this kind of groove, and I just like make up words for everything in the room. And I watched him do it a bunch of times. And he had the music thing wired, so it wasn't quite as complicated to see him do it. And most of the time, it worked. And sometimes it was a train wreck, but as long as he smiled and everybody enjoyed that it was a train wreck together, then it was like one of those social icebreakers where, okay, now we can go on, and you've become a human being a little bit to people, because sometimes songwriters can scare people because we are so thoughtful and, of course, know pretty much everything there is to know. Just ask a songwriter. So,
and your song has lighthearted moments in it, too, where it's not all heavy. When I listen to songwriters and they're heavy, heavy, heavy,
right.
song after song, I can't take it.
Right, right.
I mean, they got to lighten up a little at some point.
They've got to. And I think we got to remember as songwriters that it is the entertainment business. That's one thing I worked for some years teaching at the song school out there in Lyons for Planet Bluegrass, and to try to just get people to remember that, because they had these very heartfelt songs that would go on forever and ever, and I got that they were meaningful, and I got that they were full of angst, but I really had no context. Even though I wanted to put that song someplace, I couldn't really quite do it. But it's like condense some of that so that we can do it. But people are, at least within that, people are reaching deeply for original voice in doing it in their own fashion, and I certainly salute that at any level that it can be done. So
well, you already said something that triggered something. I had a question here. What advice would you give to a young songwriter?
To a young songwriter?
Someone that's coming up, and you can see they're working hard at it, and they have some good stuff.
Get yourself, find what your process is that works, but make sure that it's kind of a daily, as much of a daily thing as you can do. I was just mentioning Chuck Pio and L.J. Booth and some teachers. One of the books that's in my past that I've used when I taught, and those guys turned me on to it, was a book called The Artist's Way, which is sort of about recovering. It's not necessarily just for songwriters, but kind of a finding original voice, which can be hard for musicians because we all sort of play the same chords and we're stealing the same titles and all that kind of stuff. But to just sort of empower your own voice. And then the greatest thing I think for my writing came out of that book, which is a thing called Morning Pages, which is just sort of 3 pages every morning of stream of consciousness stuff. Doesn't even have to make sense, but just keep doing that over time. And, you know, things starts to give you at least words and images and characters, you know, to push together, to write out of. So,
right.
And then you're stealing from yourself rather than, you know, what most of us writers do. We steal from the very best writers we can find and then forgot where we stole it is the, you know, is the true.
It gets all embedded into your stuff.
Yeah.
All righty. And one more quick question. Alex, you're playing with Rapid Grass now, and
yes, sir. What's
coming up with that, with them?
Oh, man, you know, we've got this weekend coming up, we've got the Midwinter Bluegrass Festival out there at 120th and I-25 at the Ramada Inn.
Right.
So Rapid Grass plays Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think we have a set every day. And then the following weekend
it's
after...
It's a lot of notes.
It's a lot of notes. It's a rapid fire of notes. We also have the weekend after that, the last weekend in February, we're in Steamboat at the Winter Wondergrass celebration out there. I believe this will be the first year that it's in Steamboat. So looking real forward to that. And, man, you know, after that, we've got the Durango Meltdown, I know, coming up. And then a couple more months, and it's summer, and I can't even remember what we got. A whole bunch of stuff.
Are you having that festival in Idaho Springs this year?
Yes, we are. Yeah, that's an annual thing now. This will be the 8th year of the Rapid Grass Festival, and that's...
And there is now a new Rapid Grass CD in
there
the
is,
making,
yeah.
In route somewhere.
Yeah,
from
yeah, yeah.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, earlier in the year, we made a CD with one of our great heroes, a dobro player from Asheville area by the name of Billy Cardine. He was in the band The Biscuit Burners back in the day.
Okay.
So, and you know, he's actually going to be performing with us quite a bit this summer.
All right.
We're kind of getting him out of, him and his wife both love to come out to Colorado, so we're going to snag him as much as we can. So, yeah, another record at some point in the summer.
Well, thanks for the report, and we're here tonight with Kevin Dooley, and we have like 8 minutes left to go, so want to hear some more Kevin Dooley music.
All righty. Well, we'll do that.
And thank you very much for coming in tonight, Kevin.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, Guy.
Thanks. Thank you, George.
George.
Jake.
I didn't meet those other two guys back behind the glass there.
So.
All right, well, you met Alex, and let me real quick to introduce on the drums, Pounding on the Skins there. He goes way back in Boulder annals. He played with a band called Zephyr once upon a time, and one of my favorite Boulder bands when I got here, which was a band called Navarro, and then toured for a while with Carole King and went out with my friends Drew and Mark in a band called Leftover Salmon. Drove the bus and kept those boys semi-organized and Vince marginally clothed most of the time on the road, is the stories we've heard. So, Mr. Michael Wooten on the drums there. And on the bass, my partner now for several years, the last couple of records, and singing the marvelous harmonies and making me sound good, playing the big upright bass that people always love to see show up at a gig because... I don't know what it is. It's like an overgrown cello.
Super cello.
The man of whom no picture has ever been successfully developed there on the upright bass, Mr. Eric Drobny.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, we're going to play a little Irish jig now. We're talking about songwriting process. The rest of the song formed around the fact that I like the word 2000, the way it's spoken in the Irish language to hear Irish people do that 2000 thing. So I wrote the whole song so we could put that in the middle of the chorus. It's a tune called Mighty Tune. Thanks to KGNU. I don't know, have room to chat after this. Love you guys. You are a gem. Mighty Tune, we will be at Rosalie's with most of the members you're hearing tonight over downtown Longmont on St. Paddy's Day in March. In the month of May, we knew more green was coming and it wasn't far away. Headed up the road to the town of Skibbereen, there was a swelling in my chest, which me mutter could have seen. There was a thousand shades of green all over this Emerald Isle, 2,000 more coming, everyone will make a smile. There's room in the Shamrock for every shade and hue, so pour us a pint, find us a fiddle, let's sing us a mighty tune. Well, there's an old Welsh wife's tale in my window every day, about that time between light and dawn when magic still holds sway. And if we raise our voices, then we listen very clear. We hear the harmony of the ages ringing in our ears. It's like a thousand shades of green all over this Emerald Isle, and 1,000 more coming. Everyone will make a smile. There's room in the Shamrock for every shade and hue. So pour us a pint, find us a fiddle, let's sing us a mighty tune. Sky. Ancient stones and moss are markers of joy and loss. But just as sure as the coming of the day, Erin will be blooming, there'll be new buds on the way. There'll be 1,000 shades of green all over this Emerald Isle, 2,000 more coming. Everyone will make a smile. There's room in the Shamrock for every shade and hue, so pour us a pint, find us a fiddle, let's sing us a mighty tune. So pour us a pint, find us a fiddle, let's sing us a mighty tune. We'll play out here. I wrote this the day of the Woman's March. I think folk music needs a gong, man. Can you feel the humming like a not too distant drumming, like the turning of a driving wheel? Feel it in the alleyways, across the hills and valleys. It's a hammer made of starlight and steel. There will come a time when it's not about the climb, and it's just about the spot you're standing on. Mighty clears, it's a benefit of years, and you say now is the time to sing that song. Time to sing that song, that old T-Rex of a song. Folk music needs a gong. I say it's time we wake up and get it on, America. Come on, let's bang that gong. Bowel River, where the fog will make you shiver, and a wind will cut you to the bone. Still you feel alive, still the will to survive, here in the going, going, gone. There will come a time when it's not about the climb, and it's just about the spot you're standing on. For
it kind of clears maybe the benefit of years. You say now is the time to sing that song. Time to sing that song. That old T-Rex of a song. Folk music could use a gong. Come on, let's get it on. Yeah, wake up and bang that gong.
You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Corriente.
Tu gran amor, tu triste adiós, ay, tu cariño que aún vive en mí.
Voy a morir lejos de ti. sentido.